I remember one incident when I was a young boy fishing. Charlie and I, of course, fished with our dad and Uncle Bab and Uncle Aaron. We got up one morning and it was a misty, rainy morning, and we rowed out in the randy and got in the skiff and left, took the randy in tow, of course, and left to go to the trap out through the narrows out by Cape Spear. Now, I went up on what we call the cuddy up in front of the boat, of course, and lay down and put the oil coat over my head to have a nap. Now, being such a cold, miserable morning, Charlie got in the engine house. There was only room for one in the engine house, in the warm and everything, and my dad was steering the boat. The whole crew was aboard the boat, of course. And we steamed all the way out, and just as we were going around Cape Spear, the engine slowed down. And Dad said, "Well, jumping, what's wrong now?" Like, you know, so he looked in the engine house, and here Charlie was in there. He was unconscious. The carbon monoxide accumulated in there. His leg was after falling up against the flywheel of the engine. And that's what slowed the engine down. It was a 10-horsepower Falcon engine. And Dad realized what happened and hauled Charlie out, and he was unconscious. There wasn't a murmur into him. They took the running board that we used to stand on to haul the trap. They took that and brought it down aft and put Charlie, laid him out on that. In them days, of course, there was no such thing as CPR or anything like that. And my grandfather, Sam, was aboard the boat, and he said to my dad, suck his nose. And that's what he did, because there was no life in Charlie whatsoever. And he actually sucked on his nose and kept sucking on his nose. And we turned around, of course, and let the randy go. So we were getting to St. John's as fast as we possibly could. And when we were coming in through the narrows, there was a murmur in Charlie. He started to cough, more or less, like, you know. And we went straight up to what they called Queen's Wharf. Went to shore there and got Charlie was starting to be mopey that, and got an ambulance to come down and took him down to the old general. So that was a very close call. That was a bad experience.